Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk! Oh my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines, be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Yeah, welcome into the program, people. We appreciate your attendance in the first show of August. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, all here. A little bit later on, Harry Harrison joins in. We've got Walker Jones coming in. Big show to open up August.
Absolutely. I mean, that's... Harry got to go to the Saturday practice, which the media can't go to, and I think that was probably a big practice, so I'm anxious to see what he's got to say about that.
Me too. Week two of the journey.
Yeah. Listen, it's going to be the sixth game before we blink real hard.
Isn't that the truth?
Hey, that's hey, okay. Man. There'll still be 11 games left.
Yeah. Let's hope so. And then Walker Jones, you know, man, we got to keep this Grove Collective and NIL funds going. So he's got a couple of important fundraisers coming up, and I'm excited to have him on tonight too.
Yeah, I've got a question I'm interested to hear the answer to as well. So we'll get to that when he comes on.
Harry will be in the next segment. We'll get your text messages at 662-426-1093. 662-426-1093. You can give those. We've got injuries. We'll talk about First South Farm Credit real quickly. 100 years of experience in supporting rural communities and agriculture. They're ready to help you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit.
Tell you what's interesting, though, guys. Lane is really adhering to this NFL model. Very little contact going on, way more mental work, more meetings, more paperwork, tests they're being given. You know, it's got the microphones in the helmets now. I mean, it's getting more and more like NFL, and Lane is adhering to it.
Yeah, and, you know, the way the schedule sets up, look, they should be able to handily win those first couple games. So you get a little bit of adjustment period of hitting again, right, mm-hmm. kind of knock that rust off. And, you know, if they were playing the big non-opponent that we had for about a decade there to open the season, I'd be a little bit concerned. But I think it's the perfect recipe for the schedule.
Are you not worried about Wake Forest?
Well, that's I said the first two games. Wake is game three. And, yes, I'm still worried about them.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, let's get some other thoughts from Yancey. They're brought to us each and every week by Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham runs 9 of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, the first thought of the day, and probably the last time we'll talk about eligibility issues, but the news that 5-star JUCO wide receiver Deion Smith has completed all of his needed requirements is the cherry on top. I'm not sure I've seen all of the pieces of the football roster come together like this 24 roster. Thought number two, I'm not sure anyone realizes how valuable it is to be able to go 10 deep on the offensive line for a season that could go 17 games. You can't measure how important this is going into the 24 campaign. Thought number three, I'm hearing that tight end Caden Prescorn's leadership has really surfaced this offseason. Caden's leadership skills are unquestionable for this Ole Miss football team. Thought number four, for those that are still worried about Suntarian Get Perkins' role on the Ole Miss defense, don't. Pete Golding has so many unique game plans for Perkins. He will be an impact defender for this Rebels defense. Mark it. And the last thought of the day, as we have seen the last couple years in the portal era, the transfers have really meshed well. They just want to help lead Ole Miss a national championship, which in return will only help their draft stock.
All right, friends, we've got a lot of things coming up in this program. The Ole Miss news, we have a silver medalist that walked around the Ole Miss campus in the pole vault today.
Yeah.
We've got the coaches' poll is out, full of SEC. We'll get to that at the back end as well, and your text messages, of course. It's you know, time may be a little bit limited on some of the things that because there's actually a lot of things that could get in the Ole Miss and SEC news. You know, we had Patrick Willis, who was inducted in the NFL Hall of Fame. And now I know we've got a couple of text messages on that, one even mentioning that he may not have mentioned much about Ole Miss during that, but nonetheless, shout out P. Willie.
Well, I mean, he was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame.
Correct.
He's been in the Ole Miss Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's old hat.
Yeah.
So I didn't take that person. I thought his speech was heartfelt and very good.
I did too, and Ole Miss will be getting another one next year in Eli Manning.
Let's hope so.
They will.
I think so too. But you know, there seems to be some debate that he, you know, he went 117 and 117 in his career. Yeah, but he won two Super Bowls and two Super Bowl MVPs.
Chucky, it will not even be close.
I don't think so either.
All right, friends, get those text messages in, too, at 662-426-1093. We'll grab a couple of those. Harry Harrison will join us next. Walker Jones of the Grove Collective a little bit later on after that. It's the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family, from dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury. Leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. Or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've served us since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. We were just talking NFL Hall of Famer Patrick Willis. Let's bring in another Hall of Famer. Here's Harry Harrison. Hey, dude.
There we go.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you tonight?
It's all good, my friend. What'd you see Saturday?
a lot of the same that you saw the first 2 days, but I didn't go inside like you've been doing, Chuck. I was on the outside. They finally got out there about 10:15 or 10:20. Defense always goes to that turf field. It's about 40 degrees hotter on that turf than it is on the grass. But I see a lot of speed, Chuck. I see a lot of length, a lot of size, and a lot of speed. And, you know, one thing that I had a good conversation with Billy Glasscock, who's our general manager of the whole program, and he had an interesting point that I thought fans would certainly need to think about. It's how do you manage a 12, maybe 13, potentially 14 or 15-game season, you know? How do you keep these guys in top shape and you don't wear them down? And even though we got two off weekends during the season, how do you manage players to play that much football at this level, you know? So I thought that was an interesting topic, and that includes coaches and front office people and everybody else that's over there, obviously trainers. But, you know, a lot of talent, just got to make sure that they're peak every Saturday, and that'll be Lane Kiffin's ultimately his job to get that done.
Well, Harry, you were talking about that a little earlier in the first segment of the show, that I think Lane's really adhering to this NFL model of more studying than actual running around practicing.
I think there's something to that. I think that the fact that I don't know what the rules are anymore, Chuck, about how many days you got to be in shorts or whatever that is. But we both know that the entire spring was never in full pads, so they were trying to, you know, bar injuries and of course staying healthy and knowing what you have and trying to plug and play people at the right places. And I think right now they're going through different combinations. I think you're going to see different guys playing, you know, either first string or second string offensive linemen, perhaps even defensive linemen. I think everybody's going to get a fair shot in the first two or three weeks of August. And I think by the third week in August, this staff will know exactly who they can count on. It's kind of like Billy said Saturday. How many guys are you going to play on this on any given Saturday? 40, 45 max? He said, that's why the NFL only drafts out 53. They know that everybody's not going to play. So even though you got 85 on scholarship and another, 30 or 40 or walk-ons or some other capacity, everybody's not going to play on Saturday. So you got to have those guys that are ready. But I think what they're doing now, that there's enough depth on this team that they're going to decide who we're going to be able to start on Saturday, or maybe with some of these positions you're going to have different starters come a couple different Saturdays. So it'll be interesting to see, especially with the four non-conference games right off the bat, first four games.
Harry, alluding to the length of the season now, could possibly go 17 games. With the offensive line, that was the big question mark, is they've got you got 10 guys that could start at, you know, a lot of Power 5 conference schools. Do you think Micah Pettis was interviewed a few days ago and he said they could have, like, groups. Do you think that goes outside those first two or three games, Harry, where they identify who their starters are? Do you think we'll start seeing Group A and Group B just kind of keep their legs fresh for games 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17?
You know, John Garrison pretty much played the same five guys last year through about 10 or 11 games, Yancey, and then we got some injuries. Micah Pettis went down in practice, and then we got Georgia. We had to move Kern to right tackle and move Jaden Williams up to left tackle, and I think second play he went down with an ankle injury. So we limped into the last part of the year pretty banged up in that position. But no, we went out and signed four more portal guys that we know played at different schools. And they're all capable of playing here. You know, one of the guys that's not right back in the mix is Nate Kalepo, who went home during one of those breaks and had a car wreck. And I say, I'm not laughing about that, but, I mean, it's just, you know, unfortunately for Ole Miss and for him, he had a car wreck. So he's been going through the concussion protocol, trying to get over that. Don't know when that'll be. But I think what you'll see is I don't think you'll see a first team or a second team. I don't think you'll see five different guys in there to start. I think you'll see maybe two different tackles. And I think what I'm seeing right now is, you've got Jaquan is a Scott, the center that came up from Southern Miss. He's playing first string center right now. So he moved back. He moved Caleb Warren back to left guard, which is kind of his natural position. So I think he's mixing and matching with different guys. We obviously know Caleb Warren can play center. He started the last 2 years at that position. But he's trying to get the best five guys. But I think he could be right on to something, Yancey. I think he could see a lot of mixing and matching in the first couple games, especially in the offensive line. I think the defensive front's pretty well set, barring, Prince Amalin comes off of injury. You know, once he's full tilt, and then I think you got those first four guys set. But a lot of depth, and, you know, those guys can't play 70, 80, 90 plays like the offensive lineman. You might be able to get away with those, playing that many plays. But that defensive front, you got to have a bunch of depth because they can't go, especially at tempo, more than 40, 50 plays and play at 100%. So I think I think Pete Golden on that side, they'll be looking at different guys at those front positions. And we got a lot of candidates, so I think that's a good problem to have.
To me, though, Harry, I'm wondering, I'm not a coach, obviously, to me it seemed like kind of a tactical error not to play 9 or 10 guys if they're capable of winning, just to keep everybody interested, so to speak, and fresh and, ready to go down the stretch.
And I think, Chuck, that's a valid point. And I think the fact that we brought in four guys that have started at other places that mm-hmm. can certainly start for us, I think he allows you to do that. I don't think last year, we didn't have that kind of depth. We had some guys that could play. Yeah, Jaden Williams being kind of the asterisk there because he had started the year before. He wound up not playing a lot early in the year because Victor Kern came in and played left tackle in front of him. But I think this year, with the addition of those four guys, the two kids from Washington and then the kid from Southern Miss and Diego Pounds from North Carolina, I think they give you starting roles other places. So I think the depth would allow you to do that, Chuck. I'm mm-hmm. not a coach either. I don't know what John Garrison's going to want to do. I know he likes having guys. And we've talked about this ad nauseum. Those five guys really are kind of like a dance team. They've got to get in step.
That's
They've
right.
got to recognize twists and blitzes and this and that. A lot of things come into practice with those five guys. So, I think he'd want to have, five guys that are in lockstep, and maybe, you got to be able to add a piece or two or three or four to that. And so we'll see probably in the first game or two how he approaches that. But I'm like you, Chuck. I think the people you brought in, they expect to play too. So, like we talked about offensively, we only got one ball, so you got to get it to the right people. But I think offensive line play, you'll see a lot of mixing and matching the first couple, two or three games.
Harry, how did the corners look Saturday?
I think we got four good corners, Yancey. I really do. I think it starts with Trey Amos. Mm-hmm. And I think it starts right there. I think he's going to be our wide side of the field, or what we call a field corner. I think he'll be on that guy. And, the other side is still kind of a toss-up between Graves and now you got Hamilton in here. And then Turnage, I think Graves and Turnage would be on the border side.
Uh-oh. Then I think we lost Harry there.
He's right. He's right, though. I think Amos and Hamilton right now are on the field side, and Graves and Turnage are on the boundary side, the short side of the field at corner. I'm curious to see how Traveris Banks is doing.
Yeah,
the true freshman that had such a good spring. And then you got Cedric Beavers. Where's he? JUCO guy that they thought highly enough of to give a scholarship to, but I hadn't seen much action out of him yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be really important. You get that kind of depth, if they are quality depth, along with defensive line and getting pressure on the quarterback, that's a deadly combo.
Yep.
We thank Harry for being with us. We'll come back. Text messages and injuries are next.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, faresegroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
And still to go, Walker Jones of the Grove Collective. He'll come in and chat with us. Our text messages are presented by Cannon Cleary McGraw, ccmoxford.com. And we mentioned it multiple times here, but the first text message that came in was talking about the pro-style approach and not doing a lot of hitting in practice. We've covered that a bit.
Let's say this, though. Let's make it clear. They're doing a lot of hitting on each line in the trenches. They just don't cut, you know, they just don't cut block because they're only wearing shorts. But they've got on soft shoulder pads and helmets, and they get pretty rough in the trenches. The rest of the positions, no.
Let's talk about the running back, Amos. They want to know how he's looking in practice.
Big.
That's the exact – says, how is the big RB Amos looking in practice?
Yeah, I mean, he's what he was cracked up to be. He's 6'1", 235 pounds, which I think we need because, Henry Parrish hadn't grown a pound in 2 years down at Miami. He's 5'10", 185 pounds. Skinny, he can run. He's shifty, got great vision, but he's not going to break many tackles. Now, Bentley's kind of a combo guy, 205 pounds, speed and power, I think. But Amos is going to – he's going to play his part. He's going to get, 8, 10 carries a game, I think, and we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I like him.
And then before we get into the injuries, I'm supposed to ask you, Mr. Yancey, about some baked beans from Saturday.
From Big Chief, just unbelievable. It has the perfect blend of hamburger meat with the baked beans.
Where?
At Smitty's house.
Okay.
He picked some up from some lady, and I should get her name because everybody in town needs to be buying these baked beans from her. It's a 10, I'll put it that way. not quite Bo Derek 10, but just underneath it.
Well, then let's move into the injury report and talk a little bit about Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at oxfordortho.com because I think we have a few we need to talk about.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Let's preface everything by saying none of them are serious.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, nicks and knacks, and, you know, some of them are just letting them sit out to save their legs, like Jordan Watkins. He's not hurt. Linebacker Poopall was in black today. Defensive lineman Princely Manamellon was in black. Now, he does have a lot more rehab to do on his shoulder. Walter Nolan, defensive tackle, was in black. Nate Kaleppo, like Harry talked about, is in concussion protocol. Trey Amos, cornerback, he's been in black all of fall so far, five practices. Jordan Watkins, like I said, defensive end DJ Holmes is in black, as well as cornerback Jaden Kennedy, safety Jaden Kennedy.
Is he the fastest guy on the team?
Yeah, you know, he's the fastest safety for sure.
Yeah.
He can scoot now. I think
he gotten any thicker since last year?
No. he's a small boy.
Chucky, what about Logan Diggs? I know, I mean, it's almost as obnoxious as hearing about the eligibility questions over the last few months.
I hadn't even laid eyes on
Smith, but I've not laid eyes on
him. I don't – if he's out there, I don't know about it.
Are they still working inside a lot while the team's outside?
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah. I think he could be critical for that game 9 through 17.
Yeah, it could be. It could be if he's ready.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was just giving you the go-ahead. You look like you had a couple of questions still to go.
No. It's so with the injury report, kind of going with that theme there. You know, last week there was the big thing about, or I don't even know if it's last week. It might have been Monday. Yeah, it was last Friday, that Dart tore his ACL. Then today there was news, that Xavier Harris got hurt when it was just a little heat deal. I mean.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Right.
I don't know that.
Right. I've talked to some other people and know he's not seriously injured as well, so I can confirm that. But, there's going to be so many rumors. And as you tighten the injury report up, as Kiffin loves to do, and keep the other teams guessing on what's going on, you're just going to have so many crazy rumors that start. So just be cautious, everybody, when you read this stuff on the message boards. That's the only thing I've got to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing is there's 7 or 8 media guys out there for 20 to 25 minutes, and we're going to all miss stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's controlled chaos for 20 minutes, and you're looking all over the place trying to figure things out, and, I'm going to get some things that another guy's going to miss, and another guy's going to get some things that I'm going to miss.
You're probably each going to have a different 2-deep roster, too, if you go out there, right? Because that's not put out as well.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Well, we're not putting out depth charts right now.
Right, yeah.
Because I don't think they're even – I don't even think the coaches know the depth chart yet.
No.
You can get your text messages in at 662-426-1093. We've got Walker Jones coming up next, and so since I've got a couple of different things to read along the way, I'll go ahead and give you the one about the Grove Collective that helps out the Ole Miss student athletes, providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Join the collective today, make an impact on the student athletes to give their all to the flagship university. And of course, we've got a golf tournament we got to talk about. We've got the annual day of giving, the month that's going on as well in August, and so a lot of things to get to with Walker. Can't wait to talk with him on the other side of the break.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to clarify the new legislation that's been brought to the NCAA and what the collective's roles are going to be going forward. I think Walker will be able to help clarify all those questions.
So we've got a lot still to go. We thank you for being around on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Back with Walker in just a few.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend. And that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No worries, Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hottie toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
The Faris Group, your partner of retirement, nearly two decades of expertise in helping retirees invest and distribute savings. The Faris Group gives you, the client, unparalleled level of service and deliver results. They have offices Oxford, Ridgeland, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call, 1-877-327-3735. Now let's visit a while with Walker Jones. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hey, brother. Doing good. Man, we got a lot of questions for you. but first, let's talk about...
Well, let me just say this. If y'all hear an occasional whistle or a coach yell in the background, I'm watching 7th and 8th grade football practice, my son's team. So I'm kind of...
All right.
So I apologize for the background noise.
What's he playing?
Oh, he plays a little linebacker, a little receiver. So
who would have thought?
I like it. Is that the son you took down to the passing academy, Manning?
No, that was my older son. He'll be a junior.
Oh, so okay.
He'll be a high school junior. My youngest is in seventh grade, so I took the older one down there.
I got you. All right, look, let's talk about the golf tournament first.
Yes.
Give it to us.
Yeah, it's going to be Wednesday, August 28th out at the Country Club of Oxford. That's the week of the first game. You know, it's something we've been toying around for, a year or so. Actually, Coach Yo and the women's basketball staff brought it up to us. And, we kind of thought about it and, we're trying to find a good time to do it. And, that first game week was, was a good week for us to try to get everybody. Everybody's going to be already excited. And it kind of kicks. It'll end kind of a week, month long of giving that we're doing here in August, kind of like last year. We've got a VIP weekend, we've got the second annual Grove Collection Day, and then it'll kind of culminate with the golf terminal game week. And we've already sold over half the foursomes. We've got about 13 or 14 corporate sponsors. We're gonna have some really cool prizes. I think the neatest thing about it is, we're giving away some really cool experience things for the winning teams. Leading the Walk of Champions with Coach Kiffin. Sideline access to pregame meal, away game travel to away game of your choice, behind the scenes with Coach Beard for a scrimmage and meet and greet with the players. So, in true NIL fashion, the most valuable thing is access to these athletes that we have and the coaches. And so that'll be a reflection of that. So encourage everybody to come out and support us in that. And just, again, another way that we're trying to be creative to raise money.
Please don't spend any money on prizes. You need to keep all that money.
No, that's the thing. We're not giving it. People are like, well, give away a cash prize. Like, no, we actually need the cash.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's give away access. Nah,
go to our website. There's a landing page on our website at thegrovecollective.com. So go to the landing site. You can see about the corporate sponsors, individual golf prices, and team prizes.
So is that in conjunction with the month of giving? I know last year in August was very successful. You had all the coaches on, and it was a big deal, and it did well. Didn't you raise over $2 million last year on that day of giving?
We did. Yeah, Chuck, we did. And, again, that was kind of another spoof off the old telethons they used to have on TV, and we're going to have our athletes calling our donors and our fans asking for donations. We're going to have our coaches doing the same. We're going to have some really cool giveaways. We got the second annual Lane Kiffin shoe, Grove Collective shoe, which was a big hit last year. So that'll be another unveil that we'll do. And, again, some really cool experiences for people that you know, win some auctions and give the most money. And, yeah, it was, you know, kind of the first annual one. We didn't know if it was going to work. It worked great, and so we're going to do it again.
What's the date on that?
That'll be August 19th. That'll be Monday, August 19th.
Okay, good deal. So we were sitting here spitballing about all the stuff that's on the table now, Walker, that and whether it affects NIL, you, the Grove Collective, as far as revenue sharing, this latest thing about nearly $3 billion that was, you know what I'm talking about, that said from athletes from 2016 on or something. What's going on? This just seems like too much legislation to me.
Well, look, you know what drives legislation? It's litigation. So the threat of litigation usually always drives legislation in this world, unfortunately. And, you know, that's where NIL is no different. You know, litigation has forced people to the table to talk about reimagining the name, image, and likeness model, which does a lot of wonderful things. Look, we do far more good than bad. You know, the difference this money's making in our young men and women's lives is phenomenal. But there's definitely some inefficiencies and some inconsistencies with the model. And we're starting to see that now in year three. And the biggest thing is just sustainability. And if you're not in the top, you know, 10 or 15% from an athletic budget, you're going to have a tough time, you know, being competitive and keeping up. So, again, I think in this case, the threat of the litigation and the class action lawsuit has gotten people to address some of the persistent issues that we're dealing with in NIL. And, you know, this proposed settlement, you know, it's very conceptual in nature right now. A lot of what you're hearing are concepts. I don't think all that's going to come to fruition, but I do think that it'll do more good in the sense that it will take the pressure off our donors to be the sole source of funding, which I think is needed. Donor fatigue is real. Our fans have given heartily, and it's made a difference. So our fans have stepped up, but, you know, they need help. And, you know, I think the universities, you know, sharing some of the revenue from TV contracts and ticket sales is probably the right thing to do. And hopefully this, you know, this proposed settlement will lead to a little bit of balance. That's what I've kind of been telling everybody. We just need some balance. Right now the pendulum swung way one side. It demands 100% loyalty on our side and almost zero loyalty on the other side. And that's just not a sustainable model. So we just need some balance, and I hope that's what's coming.
And you're referring to revenue sharing.
Yeah, revenue sharing, yeah. Which again, there's a proposal for a percentage of sponsorship, ticket sales, and TV revenue that each school would be mandated to share with the athletes outside of NIL. So you're really going to have several buckets of money. You'll have that proposed percentage of revenue share that the judge has kind of given a preliminary percentage breakdown on. We don't know if that'll be finalized or if it'll be the numbers, but that. And then NIL will still exist on top of that. And the Grove Collective, you know, we've got a great relationship with Keith and the foundation and our athletic department, and we'll be tasked with managing the flow of the revenue to the players and all the buckets that it comes in. And, you know, we've got a well-organized team, and I think we're going to be, again, on the cutting edge to help distribute that in a very competitive way that will allow us to keep up.
Walker, will the universities be able to chip in for the NIL, and will they have access to talk about NIL issues with the players where they haven't in the past?
Sure, yeah. And that's where, you know, Nancy, we're already seeing that a little bit now. You've seen a loosening of the restrictions and the guidelines. You know, the Tennessee Secretary of State case that came out this spring kind of put all the NIL infractions on hold. And the NCAA actually came out and said they were not going to pursue, you know, any more NIL infractions due to that lawsuit. Again, talking about litigation being the change agent. And that's a good example of that. So, yeah, so the university will take a bigger hand in that. We'll work hand in hand with the university to facilitate the payments, to help our athletes manage the compensation effectively, tax prep, financial literacy. And then the impending incremental NIL that will come with it, and there's talks of a kind of a special masters, what they're calling it, that's going to be a clearinghouse for true NIL, which I think is probably inviting more litigation down the road.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, there'll still be NIL that will still facilitate in the marketplace for our athletes in concert with the university.
That seems like you're just doubling up, though, Walker, as far as if it's not going in, like you said, different buckets. That's still going to be a pretty good burden on the fans, don't you think?
Well, again, you've got to think about it as, you know, 20, I think the number being shared now is 22%, which mm-hmm. equates to roughly 18 to 20 million of a Power Four school. So that's $18 or $20 million that's currently not going to the athletes. So, you know, that definitely takes the strain off. Now, will we still have to have our people give? Of course. They'll still have to give, but now they won't be the sole source of funding, which is currently how it is. So, again, we'll still ask our donors to contribute and to help. But we can spend a lot more time developing true marketing and activation for our athletes other than just having to truly raise money 365, 24/7.
Do you know yet, is there a blueprint on the distribution of that 18 to $20 million of who gets what at this point?
Yeah, you know, it was very loose. There was numbers being floated out of 75% to football, 15 to men's basketball, 5 to women's basketball, and 5 to everybody else. And, you know, I don't know if that's going to be where we land, you know, but if it is, schools are going to have to follow that fairly closely to avoid antitrust issues. So, but again, that's all conceptual at this point. The judge has not ruled in finality on that, and we just have to kind of wait and see.
So you were at practice today. Give us a little your thoughts, your first impressions on this team.
Wow, what a year! What a difference a year makes, you know. And we had a pretty good team last year. So
yeah,
you know, we had an 11-win team last year, and to see the difference this year and the length, you heard Coach Kiffin talk about it, and to see the length and the speed and the size at positions that we've struggled at: D-line, O-line, linebackers, you know. To see the core in the trenches, to see the size and not just the size, but the ability to move, was really impressive. And I feel really good about the culture. You know, talking to coach today, talking to the staff, like kids are working hard. You know, I think there's a lot of competition out there. And look, talent will not be our issue this year. We have talent, and we can line up with about anybody in the country. It's going to come down to, you know, culture. And maintain a healthy locker room, which I think we'll do because we've got a bunch of veteran football players. And we're going to have to, you know, be fortunate with injuries and those types of things. But, you know, again, I think if we can have great culture, talent's going to give us a chance to win just about every game we play. But what's going to get us over the top to places we haven't been in a long time is going to be, you know, that it, you know, kind of those intangibles that you hear every great team have.
Walker, back to the NIL. I heard a little bit earlier that LSU's kind of come up with a unique way of giving points, like the giving system to their loyalty foundation for people that contribute to the NIL. Have we done that yet, or is that on the table?
Yeah, we're actually meeting about that this week, and that's coming. We will be doing that. Our donors, I don't know exactly when it'll start, but it's in the near future. Our donors at various levels will be given priority points for NIL giving. We've got to work through the semantics of that. I think, you know, the experts have said that's permissible now. So Denson Hollis and Matt McLaughlin, Keith, you know, our people at the foundation are working on the plan to do that. So
that's huge.
Again, more good news for our fans. Yeah, more good news for our fans that, you know, hey, they should be rewarded for giving and being able to get priority points that help with, you know, priority tickets, you know, ticket priority, amenity seating, away games, bowl games. You know, they should. So, yeah, that'll be coming. I just don't know the date yet, but it'll be in the near future.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't say tax deductible.
Still can't do it.
No, we're not there yet. I mean, we're getting close, though.
So. Okay.
We're getting close.
Really?
I mean, ultimately, yeah, with the kind of the system we're putting in place, we're going to centralize all fundraising. And it'll be centralized with the foundation at a point down the road. And our fans can give to the foundation, and we'll be able to, you know, we'll be able to centralize that and kind of cut out some of the confusion and reward our people for giving like they have.
Super. Hey, man, how's your son doing?
Oh, they're good. They're good. It's football time. I'm just so pumped that we're here, man. We're close. And high school football starting next week. And the Rebel starting short thereafter. It's a great time of year, and you know, a lot of hard work's gone into it, and it's just fun to watch kids at every level. It never gets old.
It doesn't.
Watch them at every level, and it's a fun time of the year for sure.
Walker, one last question for you. We don't ever go over dollars, but percentage-wise, how much did you grow from first year to second year, and do you have any goals for that third year?
We doubled. Yeah, I mean, we more than doubled. We had triple-digit growth from year to year. And, again, that's a tribute to our fans and what they've believed in, and they trusted us. And, you know, they're starting to see it now. And, we're going to continue to grow. And, again, I think this is where the rev share will help us. And, we'll continue to do the incremental NIL on top of that. And, I think that it's hard. That's the hard thing about NIL. It's unlike any other business that you can project out.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know what the landscape's going to look like. So when somebody says, well, how much do you need next year? more. My answer is more.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm going to close with this. We're up against a break, but, it's been successful also because of you, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, you've done a tremendous job with the Grove Collective, and keep on trucking. And thank you.
We'll do it. I got a great staff behind me, and appreciate you guys getting the word out for me. Thank you so much.
You're a great rebel, Walker. Thank you, buddy.
See you, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you, guys.
You too.
Friends, we'll come back and we'll conclude right after this.
She's all right. I don't know. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Friends, SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck says, you know, she's worth it. The top 25 USA Today coaches football poll is out. Georgia number one, with Ohio State, Oregon 2 and 3. Then it's Texas 4, Alabama 5, and Ole Miss 6.
I think it's perfectly fair. I really do.
You think what?
I think they had it pretty spot on. Do I think Ole Miss could be better than that? Of course I do. But, you know, bringing back what everybody's bringing back, and, you know, the traditional blue blood schools. So,
I'm not convinced about Oregon.
I'm not convinced about Texas.
The rest
That's
of
who
them.
I'm not.
I don't know. I think Texas has got some pretty good for
they
players.
Do, but again, we talked
we'll
about
see how
this
they
last week.
Survive in the SEC
and without Bo Davis and those four stud defensive linemen that made them physical, which they'd been missing these past, you know,
2 decades.
Yeah,
so four of the top six, according to the coaches, then Missouri 11, LSU 12, Tennessee 15, Oklahoma 16, A&M 20, 9 of the top 20 in the league, and then you throw in Kentucky, Florida, and South Carolina all getting votes. Only Mississippi State and Vanderbilt did not get a vote in the top 25 poll by the coaches.
Isn't that crazy?
I think that Florida is going to be the surprise team that are predicting me. But their quarterback, watching that spring game again the other night, I mean, they're going to be drastically improved there.
Look,
are they going to
schedule.
Go 9-3, 10-2? No, but I think
Look
they could be
schedule.
The best 8-4 team in the country.
They won't
the back end of that schedule
Look
is
at that
no
schedule.
Way.
I know.
No
Look at
way.
The schedule.
And we already mentioned it earlier, but Sam Kendrick picked up the silver medal in the pole vault. 19.5 feet. Remember, he won the bronze in 2016. COVID got him in the last one, and he bounces back with a silver. So shout out to Sam.
Is this his third?
Well, he he was diagnosed COVID. With COVID
right.
in the last
this,
one.
Yeah.
Didn't get to compete. This was his third time he would have been.
How
so
good?
Do you think he makes a fourth? Can he do 16 years at that high level?
Oh, he's 31. Pole 30, vaults. I mean, yeah, but pole
Absolutely.
Vault.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely can. I'll tell you what, though. Mondo's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. The dude with 25 and one quarter or one half, he went a whole foot more than the silver medalist.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. He's an LSU guy.
Yeah. Did you watch the golf? Any of y'all?
I did.
The golf?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God, that Scotty is just unbelievable. I don't know if that can sustain with all that movement in a swing. I think he's a 2-3-4 year at most, you know, high-level guy. But, man, is he good right now.
All right, let's move into some recruiting stuff, sir. What you got in the recruiting world, Yancey, before we get to the good, bad, and ugly?
I don't know. Somebody can't exist.
That tickled Chucky.
Scotty Scheffler, 2-3-4 year old.
Hey, we've seen. I mean, look, how many of these –
He's been playing like that since he's 7 years old.
Not
moving
I'm
his
about,
feet.
I'm talking about winning at this kind of high level.
Tee to green. He's the best guy out there.
We'll see. 10 years down the road, we'll see if he wins at this high level like that for more than 3-4 years. All right. First tidbit of the day.
How about 20 years?
Goodness.
Ole Miss picked up their second commitment, guys, from the group of three football to commitments in June. Don't you love this, Eric? This one comes from four-star wide receiver Dylan Alford, who's originally from Goshen, Mississippi, moved to Saraland before his junior year. He decommitted so he could go to Clemson, and he went to their camp and then went on another visit there. And things were hairy, but I'm hearing really big things about this young man out of Saraland, Alabama, Dylan Alford. He's going to be really, really good wide receiver, and he – decommitted last month, recommitted along with the defensive end last week that decommitted along with him and then recommitted. So just, you know, it's a different era. I'm so glad I'm out of that business now. Utah wide receiver Micah Davis went into the portal this past week and committed to Ole Miss. Chucky, I believe he was already there at practice. Did he go through any drills or not?
No, not yet.
But the 5'11", 185, had 36 receptions, 628 yards last year, 6 touchdowns. Really known as a return specialist, which that has been kind of omitted out of the game the last decade. A couple football tidbits. Deuce Knight out of George County. Notre Dame commit. Snuck into Auburn and Ole Miss this past week. High rumors are going around now that he's going to commit to Auburn pretty shortly. As you know, they don't really have much of a quarterback room at all. Chucky, you remember when Freeze was at Ole Miss, he had his start guy and one waiting in the wings. And that looks like what Deuce is going to be for them. The number one interior offensive line prospect in the 26 class, Lamar Brown, put Ole Miss on the short list with Ole Miss, Texas, and Georgia. And that's it.
All right, now the good, bad, and ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, our locally owned roofing firm. They have inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. Riverland has you covered. It's 662-644-4297 or the website riverlandroofing.com.
Kind of short, the good. Ole Miss track star Mackenzie Long has made the finals of the women's 200-meter dash that will be run tomorrow afternoon in the Olympics in Paris. Congratulations, Mackenzie. When asked today if Rebels are on schedule, football coach Lane Kiffin said he couldn't gauge that, but five practices into August camp, he's very pleased with where the how the team has responded. There's been no major injuries, we were told, and there's quality competition at every position. Nothing bad or ugly, folks. Fingers crossed that's the way it'll be for all of August camp and the season.
Thanks to Harry. Thanks to Walker for being on the program as well.
Hotty toddy.
Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.